Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
So let's go to PLK. I'm assuming this is not the water. Jen meets Tamara for a drink and she's like, oh my God, last year I would have looked into a restaurant and seen Tamara there and I would have said, oh, nope, not going in there. But, you know, it feels like Tamara's growing so much. She's really changing so much. I'm shocked. I mean, first she was calling me a stalker and this year she shows up in one of my exact same confessional looks, even with the hair.
Have you seen that? The comparison of Tamara in that like leopard print dress that she's wearing with her hair up like Ivana Trump.
And I did it.
It's an exact look from Jen. It's an exact copy.
So Tamara's like, I'm so excited to get to know Carmella. Did her family really invent caramels? That has nothing to do with it. But she has a lot of layers. And like, you know, she's like a real girl's girl.
Yeah. Does she know that Vicky is like, what did Vicky say? What did Vicky call her?
And then we have a flashback of Vicky saying, I mean, who names their daughter Carmella in this age? I somehow missed that comment from Vicky.
She hates the name Carmella. She just like, she hates your name to start.
And that's not a developer. She used the wrong word. Red flags. Red flags. It's not a developer.
So Jen's like, well, drink up. You know you're about to tell her. So go ahead and just drink that. Cheers to that.
So Carmella's there. She's like, hello. She's like, so I went with Shannon and Emily to this cowgirl workout. It's like a sex workout. It got really out of control. And we see flashbacks of like Carmella sitting on Shannon and like going back and forth, you know, wacky times. And Tamara's like,
oh, and I thought I've heard of every fitness.
Yeah, so I hadn't seen Emily since her birthday party and that like whole gift situation.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, she was like, thank you. And then we see a flashback. So Emily's not even going to wait for other people to be messy for her. She just jumps right in. She's like, okay, Gina didn't take care of this quickly enough. So she goes, thank you so much for the bag. That was really generous. And I thought it was beautiful. But I will tell you, Gina's been very vocal about it. God, Gina really hates you now because she gave you that bag. You should go attack Gina about it.
What the fuck? This is such a nasty move. If we were to believe everything that we see on the screen, she tells Gina about this at this TikTok moment. And Gina's like, oh my God, that's like really weird. That's crazy. And then Emily goes and tells Carmella that Gina's been very vocal about it. When, yes, Gina was like, ew, that's gross. And we thought it was like so annoying that Gina's now going to try to start to have a fight about it. But also, Emily going and immediately throwing Gina under the bus is like, is wild. And it also kind of reeks of it sort of feels like they kind of planned it in a way, almost like, oh my God, I'll get mad, but then you throw me under the bus and we'll see what happens.
You're just like, let's get Carmella. Nobody's doing this quickly enough. Let's jump on her. You do it, Gina.
So, Gina's like, I need to know, what was the motive? What was like the motive of giving someone a purse? That's great. Like, what's going on in this woman's mind?
And Carmella, we go back to present, and Carmella's like, to accuse me of having an ulterior motive, that's gross. And Jen's like, but you do have to understand, Gina and Emily are like best friends. Oh,
yeah, like me and Jen. Yeah, that's funny, right, Jen?
Jen's like, that was so funny. Thank you so much for that joke. I do feel welcomed by you. So maybe Gina felt like protective of Emily in that moment. I don't know. Did you share a sweatshirt together?
She's just territorial, you know, that Emily's my friend. Now you're giving her a bag. So that, what the fuck is that?
And Carmella's like, well, I mean, I get protection, but it was a bold accusation, not even knowing me. I mean, just be happy for your friend that someone got her a Dior bag. How about that?
Do you buy all your friends gifts like that? And can we be friends? I do have a birthday coming up within the next year. Carmella's like, in our friend circle, we usually all go in on a designer item. It's like,
yeah, but I mean, that's like an expensive gift to somebody that you don't really know, bitch.
She's like, well, it wasn't like some crazy expensive bag. It was like a clutch. Like, what was it? Like, $10,000. It was like pretty easy.
It was wallet sized. And Jen's like, oh, so you're saying that it wasn't really expensive for you, but, you know, to some people.
Oh, yeah. I also heard how much you paid for your rent, too. Stupid. Pay so much money. Spent $35,000 a month. Shannon told me that because we're best friends again. So you're dumb. Who's in your big sweatshirt? I guess you have to go into Heather's. Good luck with that.
So Carmela's like, I've never had so much criticism about my own personal finances. It's beyond tacky. And by the way, if Carmela's saying something is tacky, wow. She's like, it's like, I mean, I don't go around checking what they paid for their houses.
Yeah, it is kind of funny that on this show they're doing the opposite. They're rich shaming people. You know, they do that on Orange County. They're just mad if you've got too much money.
They do every season.
Yeah. So Jen's like, oh, God, come on, you guys. I wish I could pay 35 grand. Oh, no, Jen says that. She's like, I wish I could pay 35 grand. And Carmela says, yeah, I mean, look, it feels irresponsible, but it is what it is. Okay. And I'm still doing sales up San Diego all the way up the coast. So I select clients. You know, I take only select clients who have very specific, gigantic farmhouse modern homes with cement floors and tiny pool areas. And then I just do that, you know, and they're projects. They're projects I do. She's
like, wait a minute. Explain to me. The project, like where Gina lives? What do you mean by that?
Carmela's like, yeah, I mean, essentially, I just don't like to call it a flip because it takes a certain level of finesse to be in a luxury space. And I really want to maintain that. And I want to produce a home for somebody that, like, maybe it's like because like my own stuff is like so fucked up all the time. I just want to give somebody else something great, you know? And they're like, what are you talking about, Jeff? Jeff Garcia? You want to talk about that? She's like, yeah, because we were going to build a home to live in with our children forever. And then when I found out that children don't stay as children forever and they grow up, well, it devastated me. And now I just want to make houses for other people so that they too can have a forever home.
I just do this for the children. The children everywhere. I flip homes for every baby out there who just wants better. It's like, oh, okay, okay. Yeah, and you know, like, he hurt me so bad when he cheated on me. And we bought this forever home. And so I was like, no, I'm not going to get this forever home. I'm going to make it great for some other child who desperately needs it. And then I sold it and I made up $1.4 million off of the home. She is very good at writing a hero story.
Yeah. You know? The way that she linked developing McMansions into somehow like her trauma of being cheated on and like, you know, her nuclear unit being destroyed is actually pretty brilliant. Like, you can't make fun of my project.
Yeah.
You can't make fun of my Tuscan style home because this is for a child that whose mommy and daddy live separately.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, well, when I was growing up, my mom was like, it's easier to marry a doctor than a poor person. But now I say it's easier to do it by yourselves. And that's what I want to show my girls. We just had to block the E channel. But, you know, otherwise.
So Jen is like, wow, you know, like, this is like really amazing. And like, you know, the thing is with Carmela, she's always tells me, I love a woman in a man's space, which I don't really understand because I didn't know that space belonged to men or women. I thought it was just for the aliens. And Carmela's like, oh yeah, I know you're still having trouble with that. But you know, it's like white, you know what I love? White high heels in a dirty construction project. Am I right, guys? Am I right?
With a G-string. G-string. It's not very sexy.
So we go to a house for sale, and Carmela is now meeting her client, Jack Bergman, to try and get the listing. And she's like, yeah, I'm with the Oppenheim Group, Selling Sunset. I know you guys are shocked that I'm a Selling Sunset gal, but I am. And I'm a real estate agent, a broker. I have a special focus in development, and I've sold almost $100 million in the last 10 years.
And so now we see her walking through the house and she's like, what's the total square footage? Just over 8, right? Is there a pile of dirt I can wear these high heels in? I love being in a man's space. And she's talking about like, oh, this primary. Oh, this is very nice. Okay. Wow. Look at the, okay. Ooh, look at those features. 6 bedrooms. Oh, this is immaculate. Real estate. Am I right?
So they sit down and talk about it. And she's like, yeah, Jack just did a complete reno, took the property down to the studs. So I'm just like hoping to get a listing agreement so I can list this home. So she's very like, look at me. I've got poster boards. Here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to overprice your house. I want to underprice it. Okay. That's right. I will take the listing. Thank you very much.
She's like, what? You want to make me less money than everybody else? You've got it.
Well, she also was like, I've got this revolutionary idea. We're not going to put it on the market at $9 million. We'll put it on at $8.99. And let me tell you something. This is going to change the way people ever do business. It's like, wow, you learned the 99 rule of pricing things. But
she's
to be fair,
pass a Dollar Tree and be like, wow, that really could have worked had you taken off a cent.
I know. And I do have to say, like, I feel bad punching down on Gina, but it is funny watching Carmela is going through this huge, beautiful mansion and going through all the specs. And if you contrast that with Gina last year, and she was in that like one bedroom retirement community home, and it's like she's like an open house, and these elderly couples were coming in. She's like, so over there is your bedroom, and over here is the dishwasher. I can stand in the same place and point them both out. And the Gina's on here being, you know, trying to take down this woman. Like, she's like not even a real estate person. And I just think it's so funny.
But she knows real estate words. So good for her.
Meanwhile, this lady's working for the Oppenheim Group selling $9 million homes.
Gina's like, but this home comes with a walker. If you need a walker, you just have to sign it out every day at the community office.
Carmela selling homes with infinity pools and Gina selling them with infinity mold. But obviously there's no difference. Like, real estate is real estate, and whether you're selling a one bedroom or a $9 million, it's all legit. There's obviously no shame in the game. I just think it's funny that Gina is so huffy about Carmela, and it's like, right, I think Carmela's legit doing what she's doing.
Well, it's easier to point it out with Gina and not feel guilty because Gina's the one doing the shaming.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? Meanwhile, this lady's showing a $9 million house. LOL. So let's go over to Captain Dave's Dolphin and Whale Safari.
Which I would like to go on this, by the way. I was really upset that I was in Laguna Beach last weekend, and I didn't know that I could go whale watching. I love whale watching. I want to do it. So admittedly, I've only done it once in my life, and I was about 5 years old. But I loved it. It stayed with me all these years.
I went. I took my nieces and my sister. It was fun.
Down there in Orange County, or just like off the coast, like
here. Do you see anything? You can go down and catch a boat in like Santa Monica or something, Venice, somewhere like that. So they go whale watching. Vicky's being wacky. She's like, "Did you bring a barf bag?"
No, but is there a potty on this? I just don't know when I'm going to have to go. It could be now. It could be later. It could be 5 minutes from now. I just don't know. I could shoot at any time.
She's like, oh, Jesus. So Heather walks up overdressed, of course, and they're giving her shit. She's like, what? I've got rubber shoes on. Look at these. They're from Louis Vuitton.
And Vicky's like, I mean, so do we, but we don't look like that. She's like, okay, well, look, they're rubber for the boat, okay? Because look, I can be fun. Sir, is there a second floor to this whale watching boat? Where's the caviar service? What time? Thank you.
Are we going to squeeze the whales until fresh caviar comes out?
I have a question. When do we go downstairs for our massages? Before the whales or after them?
I've got whale Alfredo here to just squeeze the eggs out of the whales.
Do we think those whales would make good moppers in a kitchen?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
My shoes are rubber and your glue. Whatever you say bounces off my Louis Vuitton shoes and sticks to you. Still speaking.
Still me. Still rubber. Still rubber shoes. So then Shannon, she comes sauntering up to this boat. And by the way, if you're listening and you're like, wow, Ben suddenly sounds different, it's because Spectrum just had their like umpteenth outage, and I had to now rejigger some sort of recording setup. So sorry if I sound a little different and airier, but that's what's going on here. I have a whole new background on video. It's like the magic of Hollywood.
That's how we roll on Fridays. Everything goes to shit. We're like, oh, we're almost done. No, you're not.
Yeah. We were supposed to be done a long time ago, and I'm tethering this through my cell phone. My cell phone's cell data. So who knows what my control is. So thank you for your patience, everyone. But here's one thing that we can rely on. Shannon walking up to the whale watching in all white. Huh, here I am, ready for action. So,
like, whoa, you're like, wearing anchor pants. Look at that, Shannon. You've got on anchor pants. And she's wearing the pants that she saw in that tacky ass store last week. Remember, she walked up to those pants. I was like, oh,
wow.
It's anchors. I grew up on a boat. My family has boats. Is that John Jansen's son?
Wow, that's a good catch, Ronnie. So Vicky is patting herself on the shoulder because she's brought the Tres Amigas back together. And she's like, this is great because now we can go whale watching and they can't leave the table. They can't get mad at anybody and we're not going to go overboard. I'm like, you still could go overboard. That is not out. That's not off the table just yet.
Yeah. People who are getting along go overboard and people who are not getting along go overboard. Everybody can go overboard.
You know, safety at sea. That's what's important.
So this is going to be a bonding thing. Okay. So they squeeze together on this little boat and Tamara's like,
hey, Shannon, thanks so much for your text last night. I wasn't even thinking about decorating for the party I'm going to have, but sure, you can come over and help me with that. You're just so good at it.
And Shannon's like, well, me trying to help Tamara decorating does not mean we're besties. I'll tell you that right now. It's not like me saying, whoa, come back here and torture me again. Put me through trauma, Tamara.
It's just saying that I have some tortilla warmers and I will be glad to set them up.
It's not like I have my taco party decorations in a bin just waiting for you to call me. And I could be like, I can do it. I can bring taco decorations. It's not like I tried to throw a taco party 2 years ago and you guys all ruined it or anything like that. And I've been waiting for a redux. No, I could just throw something together real quickly, real casually. I've not just been waiting for this moment for 2 years.
No, this is not Easter. It's a bunny in a poncho. It's a Mexican party. So.
Hey guys, so they're asking about Carmel. Heather's like, is Carmella coming to the party? And Shannon's like, well, I went shopping with her and she said she was Playboy Playmate of the Year. Wow. And if I didn't need some allies this season, I would be horrified and be trying to push her out of the group already.
Oh, really? She got naked for Buddy? Oh, wow. Am I supposed to be impressed? No, I'm not impressed. Disgusting. Disgusting behavior. Get a job. Absolutely. Heather's like, you can't say that. She, don't say that. Okay, Miss Goody Two-Shoes Pants. She got naked for Buddy. There, I said it.
Yeah. So we have a flashback of all the times when Vicky has been really bad to new girls, like she's being to Carmella. And Tamara's like, I think you should be nicer. She's like, I'm going to catch you in a lie. I swear to God, I will. I really will. So then they see a whale. And then Vicky is like, she's just like being goofy. And she's like, I want to see the whales.
Flashy blows. Sounds like Carmella.
She's really an asshole, Vicky. I'm surprised. They must have had trouble in the editing room being like, okay, should we pick a Vicky being mean to new people or a Vicky sex-shaming women montage? Which should we go for? Because we've got about half an hour worth of clips for each situation.
Yeah.
Which one?
Seriously. So now we go to Tamara's house for part of her party to celebrate the weekend that Vicky could be having if the cartels were not destroying the streets. So Shannon comes in with her bin of decorations and she's like, whoop,
whoa, this is a heavy bin. It's a heavy bin of streamers. Goodness gracious, I'm having a hard time getting through the door. These streamers are so heavy. Whoa. It is so nice to see Shannon here helping me. We've been friends for so long. Up the stands. She's an alcoholic. Crashing into things on the street. Whatever. You know, we're still friends. It just feels like old times. It really does.
So Tamara, Shannon sees all these like white boxes lined up, and Tamara says it's a game they're going to play later called Friend in a Box. So Shannon's like, well, it sounds like a prescription for a fight. And then Gina is like, wow, because Gina weighs in on all this because she shows up. She's like, oh my God, you're here early, Shannon. This is crazy. I'm shocked that the boundary woman, Shannon, was actually coming early to help Tamara set up the party. Because like, maybe this is hope that they can just like put the pants behind them. It's either that or Shannon just loves to host a party. So this is the first inklings of Gina's standard storyline where she says, I mean, you said that you were having like boundaries with Tamara, and then next thing you know, you don't have it. You guys are best friends again. And like, which one is it? I just feel like you're being fake, Shannon.
Yeah. So everybody else arrives and Vicky comes in last, and they're like, why are you late? She's like, you said six. I'm 15 minutes early. Is anybody else tired? I can't. Like, there's like an energy. It's an energy going around the world right now.
Well, Mercury is in retrograde. I couldn't even get the Bluetooth chandelier to come down today. Very, very difficult.
So then they all go outside, eat some tacos, and Heather's like, is there any little less done steak? Also, is there any steak that's in the form of sushi that is actually from Nobu that was brought over? Because I don't want to eat this garbage being cooked on a garbage can top.
Do you have pickles? These are the only things I want to be seen eating on camera. Do you understand?
I'm wild and I am wacky.
Look at me eating street beef here at this party.
Just me, casual Heather Dubrow, eating the beef of Nobu. Wow. Look, I'm a woman of the world.
No boof. That's what we call this.
No boof. So, sorry, go ahead. We have a little delay.
Oh, we have a delay? Sorry. I didn't realize. You sound like you're perfectly on time for me.
Wow.
Something else we can blame Spectrum for.
Yeah. You're like, well, just a normal amount of cutting off to me over here, Ronnie. Thanks. So they're at, where's Carmela today? And Carmela's not here. Gina's like, I think she's in Santa Fe with her family. And Shannon says, New Mexico? It's like, Rancho Santa Fe, Shannon. Okay.
Oh, I was going to ask her to bring me back a Native American wedding jug, but that's okay. She's fine. She does. It's okay.
That's right, because she doesn't even live here. She just rents a place to film here so she could be on TV with her selling her nakedness for money. Okay, that's the truth, everybody. Heather's like, oh, come on. She works for the Oppenheim Group. Oh, really? Because you told me that Carmela doesn't even do real estate, Gina. She's like,
well, how she referred to herself when she was speaking to me was I'm a developer. That's what she told me.
I was like, and it's like, oh, really? Like, really? Oh, yeah. You know what? Mike's a developer. Okay. He buys land and he builds property. She's an administrative assistant at the front desk. Carmela's saying she's a developer. My question is, what has she developed? Okay. You buy a house, you renovate it, you sell it. She's a house flipper. That's not a developer. But isn't that different from being a receptionist at the front desk? And also, what's wrong with that?
Yeah. You're disgusting, lady who sold cancer pills to people made out of vitamins. Okay. So Gina's like, you hung out with them together, Jen and Tamara together. And Heather's like, I mean, Jen kept talking about mine and Tamara's relationship over and over. I mean, we just kept going there. Right, Jen? I think we're past it now. Right, Jen? Zip it. Zip it, Jen.
We are not going to litigate this for everyone. So then outside, Emily is talking to Tamara, and she's like, so where are you with Heather right now? Is everything good with Heather? Because if it is, I'd like to destroy it.
She's like, oh, yeah. Did she text you after the booty class?
And Jen's like, no, she didn't text me. Why? What's going on? She goes,
oh, because I know she's a little upset with you. She feels like you're too invested in our friendship, maybe.
Yeah, she said she thinks you're obsessed with her.
Just this shit starting is so funny. They're just like, all right, let's just sit around on this white couch and just throw things at the wall until somebody gets mad. We see a clip of this conversation, and Heather's like, well, I never thought that Jen was obsessed with Tamara, but honestly, she brings her up so much. Now I'm starting to go, are you?
Right. Which was, it seems like it was like half tongue in cheek, but half like, maybe there's something to this. So Jen's like, you know what? Don't fucking come to my house and sit on my couch and tell me how you've never had a buddy and I care about you. And you tell me you really feel all about this woman. And then she turns it on me and says, I'm obsessed with her. No, I just want to fucking know who you are. Jen, Heather did not turn it on you. You're the one who turned it on Heather. You guys are going to be buddy-buddy. And one of the, like, the blood packs you were going to take was that you're going to bitch about Tamara behind her back. It was going to be a safe space to vent about this woman that you have to film with who makes your lives hell. And the first thing you do is you go to Tamara and say, oh, Heather thinks this about you. And you destroy that pact. And Heather's like, well, fuck this person. And you know what? She's clearly obsessed with Tamara. I'm going to go for that. And now Jen's going to be like, oh, wow, don't complain to me that you don't have a friend. You're the one who destroyed the friendship first.
Yep, pretty much. And now she's going to get all offended that Heather said this. Do you not remember your storyline last year was about being obsessed with Tamara? So it's a callback. Okay, you can't get mad at somebody for a callback. Then they go inside because now we've got people riled up so we can have some good old housewives fighting. So they're like, okay, we did a warm up to everybody. So they go inside and, Tamara's, everybody's just sitting there on that couch in this brightly lit room. It's just not very party like in there. So Tamara doesn't even try. She's like,
okay, let's play a game and yell at each other. I recently found out I was put in a box, and so now we're going to have an unboxing party so we know exactly where everybody stands, bitch.
Oh, this feels very personal. I get it.
She didn't even change the name of the game to try and pretend like this wasn't a shot at Heather. Like, the game should have just been called Fuck You, Heather.
So first they decorate. Okay.
Let's decorate some boxes, and then we're gonna anonymously say you're a stupid bitch, and then you have to guess who said I'm a stupid fat bitch. Okay, it's gonna be so funny, you guys.
I love the idea of sitting around and bedazzling and decorating your boxes like this is a sweet arts and crafts night, only to use those boxes to weaponize rage and grievances against everyone else.
Why can't we just play like Yahtzee or Hopscotch or Pin the Tail on the Slut? You know, something that doesn't put friends in a box. Okay. I'm going to get my feelings hurt. I just know that's going to happen. You know, this could be going south. And Heather's like, have we just met? I always get my feelings hurt.
It's the plight of me, television's Heather DeBro. So now they're still like joking about their boxes and everything. And now I think it's time for them to start playing their box game. So Tamara is, she says, the friend that I love to, she's like, I can't even read this. I can't even read this note that's been in my box. I'm in the box about the friend that I love. What is this?
Deeply, like, the friend that I love deeply. Do you need me to read it to you?
So she's like,
yes, I actually kind of do.
It's like, okay, the friend that I love deeply but never want to have on my social media box. That's you.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
She hurts and it cuts me very deeply, deeply. I'm using deeply a lot. Okay.
And Tamara's like, yeah, I got it. Yeah, I don't disagree with anybody because I'm just listening to what everybody has to say. That's the new Tamara. I'm just here to listen, everybody.
And everybody's like, this is weird that Tamara's refusing to be triggered. It's Tamara's game. She's doing this to trigger you guys and make you guys yell. Duh.
She's mentally prepared to take some shots. That's why she's going first, because it's easier when you go first. When you go last in the order, everyone's so riled up at that point that everything sets them off. So now it's Gina's turn. And so she's she's like, let's see what boxes everyone puts me into. I'll start. Oh, my God. It says the Boss Babe box. Who put Gina in the Boss Babe box?
That was me, Gina. To be such good friends, you're such a boss, babe, Gina. You get in your car and you go to a little shop and everything. This is so cute.
It's like, yeah, and I'm like a survival and a role model for kids, and like people laugh with me. And when we disagree, it's gonna be, oh my God, I got a good box. I got a good box, guys. Things. So now Emily's like, okay, analyzer. I'm an analyzer.
She's like, I wrote that. It's supposed to be analyzer. Get it? TikTok loved it.
Yeah. Hard on the outside, soft in the middle. I would agree with that box.
That was me, bitch.
Okay, interrogator box. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. These are lovely. And then Vicky is like, okay, mine says, the hustler boss, babe, ready to whoop it up. Don't fall asleep box. Okay, we'll see about that. And then she's like, oh my God, what's this one? Oh, I'm not even gonna say it. I won't even say it. I won't even say this box. No, this is a stupid box. I won't be in this box. I refuse to be in this box. I won't say it.
It's a stupid thing to say about me. How could anybody say this kind of thing about me? It was me. Jeez, you haven't even read it. I'll tell you, it was me, okay? Jeez, I'm not a Debbie Downer. I'm a positive bitch.
Because it said the Debbie Downer box. And Emily's like, well, I just feel like every time, I'm around you, you're very Debbie Downer, which is funny coming from Emily.
Truly. God, don't throw hooves when you live in an Eeyore house. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, seriously.
Christ. And Vicky's like, that's rude. That's really rude. She's like, oh, what's the point? It's to be honest, right? You guys, I have so much going on. I'm trying everything I can to get it done without surgery. Okay, I'm in pain. But fun Vicky will be back.
And in her confessional, she's like, I'm not a Debbie Downer. I take offense to that. I've got very different facets of who I am.
I'm also a sex shamer and, all sorts of things. Internal misogynist, like there's lots of labels. Wait, why is it so cold in here? Could you turn off the heat? It's freezing in here. Is that being negative? Sorry, anyway. Not being negative. It's very cold.
Okay, girlfriends, now it's time for me to see what box I am in. Okay, social bestie. Oh, that's adorable. And Tara's like, that was for me. It's like, oh, yes, social bestie. I thought it was going to say future employer. And here is a mop for you, Tamara. So get to work. She's like,
what?
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, I'm just your social bestie.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's because when we're good. But then you talk to other people. And like after talking to Jen over there, I'm just so confused. I mean, I can't believe you said that to Jen.
Come on, Dan. Tamara is so clearly just trying to start shit. And Heather falls for it. Come on. And she's like, wait a minute. Listen, we talk. I say what's true. And that's it. I say it to people's face. Why do you just keep bringing her up, Jen? You know, every time we're together, you bring up Tamara. She's like, what do you mean by that? I mean, you're trying to have a conversation with me about life. And I'm like, I've got to talk to you about Tamara. Because what I understand is you fucking doubled down and said that I'm obsessed with Tamara. How dare you?
No. What I said was, and Jen's like, Emily just told me that you said that I'm obsessed. Let me answer it. My turn. Still me. Okay. Let me say what I said was, because we're all, every time we're together, jaw is jutting outwards to accentuate this point. I feel like you always are talking about Tamara, bringing her up. Now I'm starting to think that maybe you are. That's what I said. That is my context.
I'm sorry. Is this Groundhog's Day? Jen saw her shadow. So it's what? 6 more weeks of talking about Tamara? Nailed it. Ba-dum-tsh. Thank you, Alfredo.
Ba-dum-dum-tsh. Well, what is odd is, we leave workout, we leave our workout. We give each other a kiss, love you, bye. She tells me you're upset. I'm like, she's upset. Why is she upset? You're not even calling me and giving me the decent conversation of Jen. I was irritated with you. You're telling Emily that you think I'm obsessed with her, but you're not telling me that. And Heather's like, I didn't say you're obsessed with Tamara. I mean, that's stretching it. And I understand what you're saying. So therefore, by me saying I understand what you're saying, but then not asking for anything more than that, that just sort of brings this conversation to a halt, doesn't it, Jen?
No, you used the word obsessed. I'm pretty sure you did. It's like, okay, I used the word. I get. Let me finish, Heather. I'm talking and I don't have a voice. Wait, I'm not done. Let me talk. My turn.
You've been talking all night. No, I'm not. You keep answering for all these fucking cards, so let me do it. It's like, all I've heard tonight is you talking, and you've talked a lot. Oh, that's me. Sorry. Oh, that's Rich.
Oh, that's the opposite of Gina.
Well, it's just very hard, Heather, when you say a comment to Emily about Jen being obsessed. And I don't know if you remember last year, but that is something Tamara said about Jen.
Yeah, that's the joke.
Last year, the storyline was that she was obsessed. That's why she said it. And Heather's face is so funny because she's just dealing with idiots. But also, you just totally got baited into this. And you and Jen are both just doing what Tamara wants. And I love whenever they cut to Tamara, she's like,
I know. Yeah. Great time.
Yeah. You know, all those years of Tamara calling me this, telling me I'm obsessed, it's crazy that Heather used it against me. She knows how hurtful that was. It's like, how dare you? It's like, well, I am sorry that I used that word. Anyway, I hope we're good. Just like, it's done. Heather, no. Okay, I don't want to step into this space anymore with you. You know, we're different. As somebody who felt like we were moving into a very close friendship and there was deep feelings that you were sharing, I opened my mouth. And that is not the place to do that. And I have it noted. Got it.
Okay, we're done with this. This was fun. Boink. You just bounced off my rubber shoe. So, enjoy that.
But I just, like, there's so many boxes, and now I'm putting Heather in the I'm just confused as fuck box. So thank you for that, Heather.
Okay, we're going to continue with the game. Okay, this is very awkward. Okay, so I think you're a hype girl. Okay, I think that you
Oh, because they're saying you're the hype girl. I don't know. The next clue is hype girl. Like, who is this? And now Vicky's like, well, I'm the Debbie Doubter, so nice to meet you, hype girl.
Yeah, she could help you.
This is Jen's box, by the way. So Jen's like, and understanding and kind. Thank you. Your son drives too fast. Okay, That was me. Okay, here's one that says, but at least he has a job. That was also me. That was also.
And at least he keeps his clothes on, unlike that new slut on this show.
Yeah, that was also me. This is actually a really fun game.
Oh, wait, here's one more that says, I'm in the wish I were Tamara box. That was for me. I'm sorry again. I should not have said that. So Shannon's like, well, guess what? The Duchess of Orange County is going to open her box. And Heather's like, she really likes that title. Really does. Really likes it. Okay. Well, I am in the healthy boundary box. Oh, that who Tamara, did you give that one to me? Tamara's like, No, I didn't do that. Okay, well, I'm a work in progress. Okay, that's nice. Who wrote that one?
Me, I wrote that one. You're a work in progress. Okay, well, thank you. I'm not sure when the compliments start coming, but so far, so good. Okay, kind but holds grudges. Who said that? Oh, wait, yeah, that was me. Sorry, I'm just saying, like, I think that you say you want to move forward with me, but it's like you just can't even move forward. Like, why can't you just waste some effort and call you a stupid alcoholic that can't keep a man and doesn't have any money? Like, just get over it. I just don't get it.
Tamara Judge, we are trying to move forward. And for you to say that I hold on to grudges, that is just so immature of you. It just reminds me of 10 years ago when you said the exact same thing to me. And I had to remind you that I do not hold grudges whatsoever. And furthermore, the first time I even came into this group, you were so cold and so callous to me. And I still answered your phone call. And here you are saying that I hold grudges. And let's not forget in 2018 when we went to Trader Joe's together. And I said, I wonder if we'll meet Mr. Joe. And then you said, that's not a funny joke. And I said, I think it is quite a funny joke. And then people, we got into such a big argument, they closed down the free samples at Trader Joe's. You think I forgot about that? So how dare you say I don't have grudges?
That was so funny. Yeah, I remember all those times, and it just makes me cry. Because I remember so many good times with Shannon. And maybe the other day when you called me and said, I got a tortilla warmer with a bunny on it. And I said, you can come over and help me set up. It just made me cry. Made me cry to remember all the good times with you, Shannon.
I would just like to say thank you, Tamara Judge, for a very enlightening evening. I feel like your apology is sincere, and I want to thank you for transporting me to the cartel-destroyed streets of Puerto Vallarta just for one beautiful night. Thank you, Tamara.
Well, I just want to say thank you for a very enlightening tea evening, Tamara. What a good time. Thank you. Thanks for having me decorate, best friend. Oh, my gosh, it's been so fun.
It just ends with Vicky going, I'm not a Debbie Downer.
So that's where it all leaves off. Well, thanks everyone for being here.
Yeah, we did it.
The, We're in the This Episode Is Over box, and I think Spectrum is in the soon-to-be-canceled box. I'm going to be looking for a new internet provider. This is like the third time this happened when we were podcasting, and it's like, we're done. So thanks, everyone. And we will be back. Have a great weekend, and we will be back on Monday for a whole new, fresh week of podcasting. Bye, everyone. Yes,
we'll see you next time, everybody. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no Trichilus.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS, we love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.